The subject of this is being disappointed with people. And that, of course, escalates from being disappointed to being annoyed to being downright angry. So how can we get angry at people? The first thing is, until you are at peace with yourself, you will never be at peace anywhere or with anyone. Part of the process is not being at peace with yourself. That energy gets projected outwards. And there's another aspect to it. As we keep saying, we live in a dream. And in this dream, it's lucid. We make things up in this dream. So without realizing it, when we meet someone, we project our dream onto them. We see how we think they could be, or, quite often, should be. So we're always projecting out onto people, and then getting upset because they're not living up to our projection. The whole process is to do with us, not to do with them. Everyone's doing their own thing. Everybody is who they are, including you. And you being upset at people is part of the process of people being equally upset at you because you're not living up to their expectations. So the whole thing is a projection. We see very clearly how a person could be better, more loving, more caring, more this, more that. And we get agitated and annoyed that they're not doing it. But that's a projection of what we do to ourselves. Exactly the same thing. How come I still judge? How come I'm still this or that? So there's a circuit there that will continue until the energy is brought back to the self, seeing the self more clearly and saying, yes, this is how I am at the moment. Now, when you get, yes, this is how I am at the moment, you get, yes, this is how you are at the moment. Yes, this is how, on some level, I am choosing to be at the moment, even although I'd like to be different. This is how you are choosing to be in the moment. When that level of acceptance with yourself happens, it happens with other people. Then that energy inside that you are continually nagging yourself about you, that's what you do with other people. There's another way. That way is to sit with yourself and take a look. Who am I? In this moment or this phase of my life, who am I? And really take a clinical scientific look at who you are and how you're behaving, who you think you could be and how you are in this moment, and say, yes, that's it. And is there something else I could do with that? And if there is, do it. And if there isn't, say, I can't see what else to do at the moment, so this is the way it is. And see if you can start to see people on the outside that way as well. This is who they're choosing to be. Then when it comes to friends, instead of keep wanting them to be how you think they should be or how you want them to be, say, this is how they are. This is who they are. Do I still want to spend time with this person or not? Another aspect to this story. If you do that, you'll start to be more conscious, more awake, more clear. And as you become more clear with yourself, you see, I'm not talking about you being particularly more awake. I'm talking right now about you being more clear with how awake or how unawake you are. Just being more clear. As you become more clear with yourself, you'll become more clear with other people. But this is what happens. As you become more clear, it's not so much fun to spend time with people who are a lot less clear. A little less clear, maybe, but a lot less clear. There's no fun in it anymore. You can see they're not there. They're not present. They're automatic. Not only are their phrases in their speaker cliché, their life is a cliché. They're asleep. They are asleep, and you've become more awake. Now, as I keep suggesting, being more awake doesn't make you a better person, but it does make you more awake. And if you're more awake, as I say, you see more clearly. And this continues and continues until there are fewer and fewer and fewer people. And as many such people who have reached this state, they're totally alone. There's nobody who is seeing things as clear as they are. And there's nobody that's seeing them, because you can't see the clarity in another person if you're not in touch with it in yourself. I don't even mean living it, but in touch with it in yourself. You can't recognize it in another person. So you continue to project your ideas of this person onto them and presume you are seeing who they are, and you're not. You're seeing your own projection onto them. So yes, that's what happens. Less and less people. Something else happens at the same time, you see. As you become more clear with yourself, something quite lovely happens. You start to enjoy yourself. And at some stage, a little thing happens. And when this thing happens, there's like a you with your old name and behavior and a watcher. And you watch the behavior. Because not always being clear and aware and awake, you can see that what we will call the automatic part of you does some silly things sometimes and says some silly things. But this clarity in you watches it and sort of a little chuckle, oh, look what he or she is doing now. A funness. And then eventually you actually enjoy living with this other person, which is also you. There's a sweetness, there's a love, there's a caring. And when that happens to what we are calling the other part of you, the behavior, you start to have that with other people as well. We'll call it accepting their behavior, but it's a bit more than that. It's, yes, that's who they are right now as a behavior. Of course, that isn't who they are, because who they are is beyond that behavior. But they haven't woken up to the fact that they're asleep yet. And if you choose to spend time, you may find that your motivation to change them has gone. But you say things indirectly and drop little hints or do some things to help the person maybe see their asleepness more clearly. But you know, you are alone. We're all alone on one level. Totally, utterly, completely alone. We, each one, not only are the 7 billion people that are on the planet at the moment, but the billions of people that have been on the planet before as well. And we don't even know what a billion is. Our mind can't comprehend what a million is. Billions and billions of people. And each person is totally unique. Because getting back to the beginning, you see, each totally unique person is expecting the other person to be the way they should be, which means the way they are. We're not, we're all different, we're all different. And we're all at different levels of being awake and asleep. We call primitive people in the jungles, but in some ways, they're thousands of times more aware than we are in some ways, and more asleep in others. They can smell things that you have never smelt. A mile away, they can hear things you can never hear. They sense, they feel, they hear. And in other ways, they are what we call primitive. But then so are we. Compared with some people, we are just children. Compared with some people that are in the bodies, let alone the beings that no longer have a physical form. You are unique. To expect anybody else to be the way you think they should be is silly. Come back to yourself. Who are you? That's the old story, isn't it? Who am I? The connection to that needs to be, who am I in this very moment? And see if you can say yes to that. This is who I am, and this is who they are.